When you learn through different sfarim on the parsha or on whatever chelik of Torah it is, so the sefer's goal is to explain either the text that it's focusing on or the topic that it's focusing on, and to bring from different sources and to offer explanation so that you can better understand. Every once in a while, you come across sometimes like a little paragraph, sometimes it's a one line, where the author sort of like steps out of character. He becomes not the parshan, not the explainer, but in a way, he becomes a human being. And he reflects, he offers his feelings or a story that comes to mind in the middle of trying to explain the pasuk. If you're in shir, of course, depending on the Magid shir might do it. The Magid shir might say, "Oh, this pshat in Rashi or this pshat in Tosfos reminds me of a story that once happened." But it's very interesting when you read these because it gives you a glimpse into like the person's essence. It gives you a glimpse not into their brain but into their heart in a way. And I came across one of those pieces that would touch me deeply, and I wanted to share it with you. It comes from the Sefer Das Torah. The Sefer Das Torah, there is a Das Torah of the Marsham, which is halacha, but there's a Sefer Das Torah on Chumash. Now, Das Torah was written by, it was the notes from the Shirim on Chumash and Rashi from Rabbi Yochum Lubavitz. Rabbi Yochum was the Mashgiach in the Mir, and really, this itself is an interesting note on his life. I think it seems from what I hear from those who are the generation before me, from what they heard, Rabbi Yerucham was focused on the Talmidim. Rabbi Yerucham was focused on his shmuzin that he gave to the yeshiva. And then there was one small piece of his life, which was almost an afterthought for him, and yet, in some ways, is one of the greatest parts of his legacy, and that's this sefer. Most of the Bachrim in the Mir Yeshiva came from different shtetlach, different cities, different communities throughout Europe. And most of them grew up in homes and in communities where there wasn't much going on. So they went to the shul, they learned in the shul, in the klois, whatever it was. And then they would come and they would get to a certain age and they would want to go to a bigger city where they have a bigger yeshiva. And they would end up in the Mir. But their exposure to the world at large was very limited. But every once in a while, they had a group or an individual, a bachar, who would come from a place where the exposure was much, much larger. If you have a bachar who comes from America in the 1920s, so his exposure is not just to a little shtetl life, but unfortunately, he sees, even in the 1920s, 100 years ago, he sees rampant chilul Shabbos, people that he knows who go to shul with him, who go to work on Shabbos. He sees all sorts of things that he's exposed to. And Rabbi Yerucham, and it wasn't all the Americans, but Rabbi Yerucham took this as a personal challenge to be mechazik their emunah. So when these types of bachrim would come to the yeshiva, he would work with them on being mechazik their emunah, because he felt like they needed a little bit more than this guy's chavrusa who grew up in a shtetl and never saw chilul Shabbos in his life. Rabbi Yerucham gave shiurim in Chumash Rashi, and these shiurim, which are printed, make up the Sefer Das Torah, which in many ways is an extremely important part of the legacy of Rabbi Yerucham that we have until this day. So that by itself is a very important akuda to realize. But he says something here that's really remarkable. So before we get to what Rabbi Yerucham says, let's learn, it's not even a pasuk, because the pasuk itself is not what Rashi's focusing on. The pasuk says at the beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh, that's our parsha this week, Perach of Ches, pasuk Vav, Asu Esa Eifod. So on those words, you make the Eifod. So the psukim are going to detail all the big day kahuna. So Rashi says, Im Basi Lefana, Rashi also kind of steps out of character a little bit. We'll see if it's really a step out of character. But instead of Rashi just going with a question that was bothering Rashi and then coming to give an answer, Rashi says like this, If I am going to come to explain the Maisa Eifod and the Choshen, I'll say Dar HaMikros, based on the order of the Pesukim. Hare Perushan Prakim, the explanations will be choppy in sections V'yishka HaKore, B'tzeirufan, and the reader, you, the learner, the one who's going to read these Rashis, you're going to get a little bit, you're going to go crazy a little bit, trying to connect everything, put everything together, seeing the big picture. Lachach ani kosev maaseim kemo shehu. Therefore, I'm just gonna I'm gonna run through everything, leman yoretz hakoribo, so that you can kind of get an overview of the entire sugya, so to speak, of the big day kahuna. V'achar kach afarei shall say damekros. And then, once I've given you this long introduction, which basically gives an overview of the different types of the Big Day Kahuna, Big Day Kohen Gadol, then I am going to give you a, then I'll go pasuk by pasuk, and I'll fill in the details that you need to know. But if I don't do it like this, it's going to be very confusing, and to put everything together, to be able to have an overview of what's going on with the Kohen Gadol's clothing, if I don't give you a lengthy introduction, and then just fill in the pieces, it's going to be confusing for you, and that's what I'm going to do. So that's what Rashi says. Now listen to what Rabbi Yerucham says on those words. Torach Kan Rashi. I'm reading from the Das Torah on this pasuk. Torach Kan Rashi. Rashi was Toreach over here. The Ve'erich Lefarish, and he explained at length, Ulevar Kol HaParsha, to explain the entire parsha, in the words of Rashi, Leman Yoretz HaKoribo, so that you can move quickly through it. Niso Rarti, I was inspired, says Rabbi Yerucham. B'chesed ha-gadol asher osa lanu Rashi ha-kadosh. What a chesed, what a bal chesed Rashi is. It's unbelievable. What a bal chesed Rashi is. It's amazing. Rashi ha-kadosh, it calls him Rashi ha-kadosh. What a chesed Rashi did for us. That he was so sensitive and caring. He wanted us to understand. He didn't want to just, you know, write down the parish and you go figure it out. It was so important to him that he'd be able to give it over in a way that you can understand it. It's a chesed gadol. Hine. Nemr la'el. Pasuk earlier, at the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, says, Ve'ela ha-mishpatim asher tasim lefneihem. These are the mishpatim, the rules that I give, that I place before you. Uberashi sham. Now, what does Rashi say over there? Omer lo ha-kodesh baruch hu le-Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, lo tal al daitcha. You shouldn't think, lomar. I'm going to teach it two or three times, so that they know everything, like a Mishnah, where they would memorize the information. And I'm not going to bother myself. I'm not going to be matriach myself to explain the deeper understanding and the explanation behind each of these halachos. That's why the pasuk says, Asher tosim lifneim, that you have to place it in front of them. Kishulchan ha'aruch umuchan lechol lifnei ha'adam. You have to explain it, and you have to put it in front of the person, ready to eat. So a set table is, you're ready to go. You have to give it over, explain it in a way that leman yoretz hakoribo, as the Rashi over here says, that you can understand it easily, so that you can, the whole sugya, the whole concept will flow. Okay, says Rabbi Yerucham, ulechora lo mavinim zeh. It seems lechora, seemingly doesn't make sense. Ki madua beemes mechuyavim lahatriach beperushan bepratein ubeprate pratein ki shochan ha'aruch umuchalachal lefnei adam. If you think about it, why should it be that you have to be matriach yourself? You have to work hard to explain every single detail. And why do you not let the Talmud work hard? We grow up thinking, we're told, we have to have a melos batorah, you have to work hard. You can't just get it on a silver platter. You have to be omel in the sugya. You have to look up the marmakomos, make sure that whatever the Rebbe said pshat in the tosos, in the ketzos, or the Reb Chaim, whatever it is. Yeah, was that what Reb Chaim said? Can I see that in his words? You have to work hard for it. Aval, Hare roim anachnu, says Rabbi Yerucham, what do we see from here? Roim anachnu kan lehepech legamri. We see the exact opposite. Even though the Talmidim, yes, of course, they have to be matriach themselves. V'chidin mefurashu, we see the opposite. It's a din mefurash l'rav halomed im haTalmud. For a Rebbe who's teaching Talmidim, ki mechuyav lahasim lefanav hakol aruch umuchan. He has to put everything in front of the Talmidim, ready, clear, easy to understand. That doesn't take away from the Talmud's chiyuv to work hard to understand the sugya. V'at sivoy shal asher tasim lefneihem, ein ze rak yetzal Moshe. El adin l'chol rav, ki yimsor lo Torah barura arucha umuchan olechol. This is not just for Moshe Rabbeinu. This is every time a Rebbe gets up to give a shir, he has to explain it in a way that it should be easily digestible, easily understandable. V'hi hanhagaso shel Rashi HaKadosh. And that was the hanhaga that Rashi had. That was Rashi HaKadosh's way of writing. So Rabbi Yerucham is saying that Rashi himself, the way that he approached it was, he learned from an earlier Rashi, so to speak. He learned from the Torah, from what he pulled out of the Torah, that it has to be like a Shulchan Aruch, Lifnei HaTalmidim. That's how you have to write, that's how you have to teach. And because of that, Rashi, in Parshas Tetzava says, wait, the Big Day Kahuna are something that we have never seen before. We, the reader of Rashi, the learner of Rashi, generations later, if we're just going to open up a Rashi and start, okay, this pasuk says this, this pasuk says this, we're not going to have a broader perspective on what's going on with the Big Day Kahuna. Says Rashi, I have to give a hakdama. I have to explain it in a way that they're going to understand. And that's the whole yesod of the Rebbe, is in giving over information, is not to give over information. It's to give it over in a way that it could be understood. There's a maisa with Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. He once came into Shir. Rabbi Yaakov was known for a very strong Baal Sfara, explaining things in a very clear, easy fashion. You would listen to a Shir, and you almost felt like it was like an easy Shir to understand. That's a great mila of a Rebbe, that when you listen to the Shir, you feel like, oh, that was so easy to understand. So Rabbi Yaakov, that was his shir. You would walk away like almost as if it was so clear that, wait, he didn't say anything. There were no chidushim. He basically just said over, yeah, but he explained it so well that you were able to understand it. And that's why you thought that was worked into the sugya. But that was because of the way that the Rebbe explained it. And that was how Rabbi Yaakov would give shir. One day, Rabbi Yaakov comes in and he gets up to give shir, and boom, boom, boom. Marmakom after marmakom, he starts like shooting arrows, and the Talmidim are overwhelmed with the information that was given, and they were blown away by it was almost like majestic. They were like, wow, he's on fire today. This is amazing. Look at, he went through the whole sugya, he gave all the marmakomos, we showed him achron everything, it was so uncharacteristic. So after shir, one of the Talmidim had the courage to ask Rebbe, this was amazing. How did this? What happened? And Rabbi Yaakov looked at him seriously, and he said, "I was at a chasna last night, and whatever it was, I had to stay longer than expected. I didn't have time to prepare shir today." That's a Rebbe. Of course, Rabbi Yaakov knew the whole sugya. He could come in every day and just give a shir, but that's not what a Rebbe does. A Rebbe doesn't just know the sugya. A Rebbe has to formulate the sugya in a way that it's digestible for the Talmidim. That's what a Rebbe's job is. I learned so many things from this little paragraph from Rabbi Yerucham. Number one, he stepped out of character and he said, wow, look at the chesed that Rashi has done for us. That's an unbelievable concept. We never think of it like that. We think of it as a perush. But Rebbe, Rashi's our Rebbe. Rashi lived 900 years ago. He's still our Rebbe. He's still teaching Klal Yisrael in an ofen ko pashut. The acronym Rashi is Reb Shlomo Yitzchaki. It's also Rabban Shel Yisrael. And I once heard, what's Rabban Shel Yisrael? Why is he the Rabban Shel Yisrael? And, you know, it's interesting. If you go into, depending on when they start, but first grade, second grade, third grade, whatever it is, you have little kids who are learning Rashi. And even if they're not learning the Rashi inside, they're probably learning the Medrash that Rashi quoted in the story in the Chumash. But you have second graders, you have 7-year-olds, who are learning Rashi, who we're trying to understand Rashi. And then you go into Yeshiva Gedola, you go into a Kolel, and what's the Rosh Yeshiva doing? He's trying to figure out Pshat in Rashi. Rashi is everybody's Rebbe. He writes in a clear fashion, and yet there's so much depth to his words, both in Chumash and really in Gemara and Shas. Call it our Kula. We have Rashi. We don't move without Rashi. Rashi is our Rebbe. That's number one. Number two, the charge for the Rebbe to make sure this is how a Rebbe has to give shir. A Rebbe has to focus not so much on showing that he knows, but explaining the sugya, not at all on showing what he knows, on explaining the sugya in a way that's palatable for the Talmidim. And sometimes, depending on the level that you're teaching to the Talmidim, you have to restrict yourself. You have to be mitzamtzem yourself. The Rebbe has to, you know about this Rebaruch Ber, but the Talmidim can't handle the Rebaruch Ber. The Talmidim have to know what Rashi said. And maybe they could get the Tosas Kasha. But they can't handle the Reb Chaim, and they can't handle the Rebbe Kivager. They're not there. Well, if they're not there, then you better not be there. Because you're the Rebbe, and you have to explain it in a way that they can gain the most out of it. And then the third thought that I had, message for me, that I took out of this paragraph from Rabbi Yerucham is, Rashi on Chumash, specifically, but in anything, but Rashi on Chumash is it's a lifestyle, it's a movement, it's not just a perush. If you want to work on your Amunah, a lot of the Sfarim say, work on your Amunah, learn Chumash Rashi. Rav Volbi says it's one of the things that every Yid has to know, Chumash Rashi. We almost take for granted. We it's part of Shnai Mikra. So yeah, there are days that you're supposed to learn. You're supposed to say the Targum, Yorei Shemayim, Ul Yotzei Dei Shneihem. But even when we do that, we almost like daven up the Rashis, and we year after year we see the same Rashis, we daven them up. Rashi's a way of life. There's so much to learn. And you know who learned from Rashi? Rabbi Rucham says even Rashi learned from Rashi. There's so many life lessons that when you learn a piece in Rashi, he's not just giving you pshat in the pasuk. He's teaching you the yesodos from the avos, from the shvatim, from the shiftei ka, from the yidden in the dar hamidbar, all through Chumash. So many valuable lessons in Rashi. And where Rashi says, I don't know any odem amalandenu, I don't know what pshat is over here. You have to toil to understand, why did Rashi tell you that? There's so much to learn here. And there's so much value in every Rashi, every word of Rashi. So it's something we should take to heart. Rashi himself learned from his own perush, and he took it to heart. But we would be such higher quality people if we learned the Rashis, focused on the Rashis, and took all the lessons. That's just something very powerful I saw this week from the Das Torah.